And now more Tune Up with Deb, produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Let's send it back to your host, Deb Ross.
My guest today is Katie Suick. She is a certified life coach with KMS Life Coaching. Just before the break, we were talking about coaching, the difference between life skills coaching and life coaching. Also, we were talking about scenarios where people who have their puzzle pieces come to a life coach to help put those puzzle pieces together, bring some definition and some clarity to their goals and their dreams, their aspirations, and also to bring focus to their efforts. So I'm asking Katie, my next question here, which I didn't have time to ask before the break, is what exactly does a life coach do? I mean, we talked about it in general, but what exactly is it that you do?
So in my sessions with clients, it is really about holding space. It's about active listening. It's about asking a lot of questions to really get to the root of the answers. So we really believe going in with a client that the client knows the answers or certainly knows how to find the answers. So my role is devoting that time. I'm 100% focused on that individual, listening between the lines, so to speak, and obviously hearing what's not being said and really helping that client get really clear and really focused and understanding perhaps some limiting beliefs that they're holding on to. So there's a lot of, you know, my best way of putting it is holding space, but also the dialogue is going to help them really get clear when it's really fuzzy going in. They're going to start understanding themselves better, understanding what they want, and then, of course, understanding the steps they need to get there.
So your verbiage about holding space closely parallels my own practice, where I term it as stopping the world for a little while.
Yes, yes. It's exactly right. And you're 100% in the moment with that client, which is very heartwarming and fulfilling.
It is. So, and then when we ask questions, asking those probing questions, sometimes I've had people look at me a little funny when I say, well, we're going to begin our sessions by asking questions. Like, well, I've already asked myself questions. I've answered the question. That's why I'm with you. And I said, well, no, because I'm going to ask you questions that maybe you didn't know to ask, or maybe you were afraid to ask because you're not really sure what you're going to find. But we're going to find it together. And I guarantee that it's going to be positive, or at very least something that is going to become positive.
Absolutely. I liken it to the sense of being, you know, lost in the woods. You can't see the forest for the trees. The coach or the counselor or the professional is there to help you from the, you know, the up in the sky perspective, help you see what maybe you're not seeing.
Right. Because dreams are dreams.
Yes.
Dreams are wonderful. But dreams, when they stay in the dreams context, dreams are in a box.
Yes, the darn box.
And we really need to break dreams out of the box in order for dreams to grow legs and to walk, and for us to walk alongside and fulfill that dream and live that dream, as opposed to going and opening the box and, well, that's a really nice dream inside that box. Well, that's not part of our life. Let's put that lid back on and put that dream in the closet.
Exactly. And there it sits years later, and then regret shows up. So.
Right. Oh, we open the box and instead of there being dream, there's a regret in the box.
That's right.
Time
That's
to
right.
pull those boxes out, people.
Come on, get them off the shelf. Let them go.
All right. So let's talk about specifics on how you work with people. So we've talked about some methodology. We've talked about some approach. So how is it that you actually sit down and work with people?
So there's, you know, in terms of how I service my clients, there is the one-on-one coaching, which is typically most often actually done over the phone. I have a lot of clients that are out of town, and devoting that hour to walking through the questions. I always ask right at the beginning, what do you want to focus on? We work through that together. As a coach, I really believe in the power of action. So I always ask them, what can you commit to this week before we talk? And then we can add that layer of accountability. And it really helps them to propel themselves into action a lot quicker. And of course, at the end of every call, I'm asking them, you know, what are you taking away? What are your moments of insight that you can take with you to help you move forward? So that's the one-on-one coaching. But I also do a lot of workshops. And I love to facilitate groups where we could talk about a specific topic, such as, you know, how to build boundaries in life, how to be more self-confident, how to figure out what your purpose is, Oh my goodness, the list could go on forever. I love talking about anything and everything to do with finding your best self and putting your best self forward.
I appreciated the smile that you had on your face when you used the word accountability, because that's such a prickly word. Mm-hmm. We know that we need accountability in our lives, and yet we generally run away from accountability. And yet the way you said the word accountability, it was a positive accountability, a self-fulfilling accountability, if you will, in terms of the relationship that you're putting on the table that you would invite your clients to be part of.
Right. And it kind of loops back to the courage you were talking about before. When people hire a coach, or even, you know, when they go to a counselor, they know they are the ones that have to do the work. They know it's going to take courage on their part to do it. So when people come to me, they're looking for that. They don't want it, but they know they need it. So I'm happy to deliver.
So this is a financial talk show, so let's talk about finances. Can you share with us an idea of the costs that people would expect with working with a life coach such as yourself? So really cost expectation.
Of course. So one thing I always emphasize to anyone who's considering coaching is that an investment in yourself is really important. And when people invest in coaching, they're investing in something that is going to give them the return later in life with more fulfilling work or more fulfilling relationships. But when it comes down to the dollars and cents, typically, coaches will charge anywhere from a low end of $75 a session up to, I don't even want to know what Tony Robbins charges, but there are coaches, though, that charge thousands of dollars. Someone like myself, though, I tend to offer packaging programs with value-added things. So, but if you were to calculate it and do the actual math, it might work out to about $150 a session, give or take. There's a lot of value given in that, but I always emphasize over and over again that the people who make that commitment, who make that investment, it's almost like if you're not going to lift the weights that are a little too heavy, you're not going to get stronger. I always say that to people, that sometimes the investment might seem a little scary, but the reward, the strength, the resiliency that you get from it will by far outnumber the dollar sign.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So I'd like to throw out a couple of scenarios at you, a little on the spot here. That's always exciting.
Yes.
So I've grabbed a couple examples here. So I'm going to just quote someone who basically this is their phone call to you. And this is their issue in a nutshell. And they're perplexed on how to move forward. So I'd like to know what your answer, what your strategy, what your methodology would be to help this person go from where they're at to where they want to be. So first of all, here we go. Number one. So, Katie, I'm in a job that I hate. How do I break free from this and have the courage to do what I am passionate about?
Okay, so if you were a client of mine, Deborah, I would ask you, first of all, why do you hate your job? That would be the first question. What is it about it that you hate so much? Is it because, I mean, this could unpack so many things, but is it because your values are being compromised? You're not happy with the integrity of the place? Is it because you don't feel challenged enough? I'd really want to get to the source, the real reason why you're not happy there. And then when you say break free from this and have the courage to do what you're passionate about, really underneath that is peeling back some of the fear, peeling back some of the self-sabotaging behaviors, maybe some limiting beliefs around what you're capable of. And also, we tend to tell ourselves stories. You know, I don't think I could do this because X, Y, Z. So I would ask you, what are those stories that you're telling yourself? Why can't you go after what you're passionate about? And obviously, we're going to be realistic and we're going to look at options. But I would literally... you would give me this statement, this problem, this scenario, and we would unpack that whole thing and we would repack it and we'd get rid of things. But we would put new things in there and we would investigate what your options are going forward.
So I think that scenario, that example scenario, probably plays out multiple times, because I've met quite a number of people who have that scenario. I personally do not have that scenario, and I am very grateful to be living my passion. However, I'm thinking that is quite common. So I have another one here for you. So, Katie, I get excited about starting something new, but then I give up. How do I make myself follow through?
Those sound a lot like New Year's resolutions to me. Okay, so that one is where I'm going to ask about the why. Why are you excited about it in the first place? And I really liken this to your Northern Star, or that thing that's going to pull you. When you are setting a resolution, if that's what it is, or even just wanting to start something new that excites you, we need to find out the why behind it, because we want it to pull you. If you're pushing something uphill, let's face it, you're going to give up. You're going to walk away. You're going to pack it in.
Exhausting.
It's exhausting. And if you can't get really clear about the why and what is actually pulling you up the mountain, then nothing's going to pull you up the mountain. So I would really spend the time with you figuring out why are you excited about it. And then, of course, we'll talk about what are the obstacles, what makes you give up. And let's identify those so that we can proactively go around them or over them or under them or whatever we have to do and get to the other side so that you are, in fact, doing what you can be excited about doing.
Perfect. So again, quite a common example. There's a lot of folks who I speak with who have started something and haven't finished it. And then sometimes I haven't seen them for quite some time. And then I follow up, you know, give a phone call, girlfriend, how's this going? She says, well, she's onto the third project. She, you know, that was months ago. It's kind of like new shoes sometimes.
Yeah.
Can you walk us briefly through? We've got about 2 minutes left here. Can you walk us through some success stories that you have had the pleasure of walking your clients through?
Yes, absolutely. So one particular client that comes to mind was someone who was overworked, who was doing very well in the career area, but had zero work-life balance. So as a result, her relationships were strained. She was starting to have health problems, and she didn't know how to get out of this high demanding job and find a way of doing something that could still be financially stable, but have time with her family. And in working with her, she was able to identify some of the beliefs she was holding on to and look realistically at what was possible. And I can say now that she's doing a job that's wonderful. She's much more balanced and much happier. So that's one. Another one would be, you know, a scenario where it was a manager and her immediate employee who weren't getting along. There were some things that had happened. And it was really about working with them privately, individually first, to really peel back and figure out what happened. What were the assumptions that were made? What were the reactions that happened that maybe weren't healthy? And helping them each to be accountable and take ownership for their portion of it, but also not to demonize the other person and recognize that they were hurt too. And just in that process of helping them both take responsibility and to see their own contribution to the problem, they were able to rise above it and not take everything so personally and see that it was workable moving forward. So I'm happy to say that that relationship, I would never say they became best friends, of course, but to have a professional working relationship was important.
Beautiful. Give us your contact information, please, Katie.
Okay, for sure. So I could be reached by cell 250-961-3246. My email is info@katiesuick.com. That's KatySuick.com.
Wonderful. Thanks again for your time.
Thank you.
To my listeners, thank you so much for your time, and we will talk again soon.
A half-hour financial advice program, Tune Up with Deb, is produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Deb Ross is an accredited financial counselor with Intune Financial Solutions in Prince George. Be listening for Tune Up with Deb each week at this time. For previous shows or more information on Intune Financial Solutions, visit intunefinancial.ca.